Hello and welcome to Trends.
Brace yourselves.
Stop it. No, no, no. Nope. JCPenney's is next week. You can't mention JCPenney's on this episode.
Okay, right next to Shopko.
Again, Sears, for all the value you want in your pants.
Oh.
They sell pants.
Oh. So that's in them.
You can buy vacuums. They have the Shark. The Shark vacuum is on
I've
special
heard about those.
This week.
They don't stop. Even
it's
if they
purple.
Hit a wall, they go right through it. You have
yeah,
to be
yeah.
really, really careful.
Shark attack.
Yeah.
It takes off arms sometimes. It's just like a real shark.
Clean the shit out of your carpet.
If there's shit in your carpet, the shark.
Don't want to get in its way.
Keep
the kids, the dogs, the hamsters, the cats, the bats.
And you have to leave it submerged in water when it's not running because it never sleeps.
It's really probably not the best vacuum to get, but hey, we didn't invent it. It's at Sears.
Sears.
So
go to Sears.
Economic value.
They have a vacuum.
Called Shark.
So, Dan, I haven't talked to you in a bit. Not that I've been avoiding you.
We
have lives, and
we do.
We live them.
Sometimes they can join, sometimes they unconjoin.
They can join? I've never heard of that. I don't know, there's something about the idea of conjoined lives. It's a little unsettling.
A little bit.
Like at the head or the hip, where would we be conjoined?
I think we kind of come together.
Yeah.
I think we kind of come together and just like whap together. Like
whap.
To whappies. Silly putty thrown towards each
other.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm adjusting the headphone levels. I'm just going to give everyone a peek behind the curtain.
I believe I can see you too.
Come on in, ma'am, if you just want to...
I prefer the shadows.
Oh, okay. You stay lurking then, I guess, if that's...
I will look in the corner. Excuse me?
Okay.
I have a summons for you.
A summons?
It's a message.
Oh, a message. That's fine.
I must summon one of you to the corner to grab it from me. You, skinny one.
Well, that hurts that you point at Dan and say skinny one. That implies I'm the fat one, but Dan...
you are skinny as well.
It's too late, lady. Skinny. Too late, lady.
I summoned you.
Damage is done. Go ahead, Dan. You're the skinny one, so I'll just stay in my chubby chair.
You're svelte.
Yeah, you be quiet, lady. You've done enough. Just give Dan the message, okay? We don't need...
Come here, young man.
Well, I'm kind of frightened of you.
Come here.
Dan, just go. She's just all... It's just barbs.
She's cold to the touch.
Well, don't touch her.
Oh.
Why are you kissing?
I didn't kiss. She kissed me.
Why is she... Yeah, I'm talking to...
I need your warmth.
What? Okay.
I'm not very warm.
Look, Spectre, we don't... Oh, no.
This kiss is cold. Come here.
No, I'm fine.
Come here, one.
All right, I'll... Okay.
It's warm.
Yes.
It's warm.
I'm going to go... Can you...
Can you feel my heart pump?
Yeah, I can feel it through your lips. Can you take them off of me, please? Off my cheek? Okay. You can go, ma'am.
I shall go when I feel like it. But just now. Goodbye.
Whoa, she just zipped out of here.
Wow.
You know, I didn't think I'd...
Look at that, she left a trail of snow on the ground.
Oh, she really is cold.
Oh.
She had, like, ice white hair. Did you notice that? When she came out of the shadows?
You didn't touch her.
No, I mean, I felt her cold lips, but you could feel her...
Like, blue lip marks on you. You better get those
off.
Oh,
I have frostbite.
Yeah, you got frostbite.
I'm just going to rub it to warm it up. I don't want to...
My lips are numb.
Yeah.
Because you kissed me right on the lips.
A lot.
Give me some tongue, okay?
Yeah, your tongue has, like, frostbite on it. It's, like, black. You're going to lose part of your tongue, I think.
We found out. I don't use it much anyway.
That's true. Do you want to open up the summons or whatever it is? The message?
Jesus, that's cold. God,
that's weird.
I'm just going to get
it's
the tongue.
It's steaming where your fingers are touching it.
Tongue's out. Can you read it?
It's like, don't drop it because it'll shatter.
It'll shatter, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it says crayons.
Holy hell.
All right,
but it didn't shatter.
No. But well, Jumper's put in the rubber coating on the table and the floor.
He's been talking about that.
Because
he
said it was easier on our backs because we're in here so much.
I do feel better.
Yeah. I appreciate it. So crayons is our trends topic.
Hallelujah.
So, yeah. You love crayons.
Well, who doesn't?
I don't know anybody who doesn't love crayons. Yeah. Crayons are...
Except probably the magic market, too.
Oh, yeah, there's a real battle on.
Among crayons, people.
Well, I think they're kind of, I mean, they make a version of a crayon, right?
That's true. That's kind of a crayon.
Probably fine.
Yeah, it's much easier. Yeah.
Does
your daughter love crayons?
She does, but I will say she leans towards the markers, you know.
Well, who wouldn't in this modern age? They're just modern crayons.
Well, you don't have to work as hard.
No, and they
and
smell.
Kids are lazier and lazier. Yeah, you can get high off a marker.
Kids are definitely lazier, so.
You can't get high off crayons.
And markers just one day stop working. Like crayons, you kind of see them wear down to the nub.
Yeah.
It's a sad process.
Although I like crayons because, you know, what you see is what you get.
Hit me now.
WYSIWYG is what they call that.
Huh?
What you see is what you get.
WYSIWYG?
No, it's the letters. What? W-Y... WYSIWYG.
That just sounds like a Willy Wonka candy.
No, no. W-Y-S...
W-Y...
W-Y-S...
Yes.
I-W-Y-G. WYSIWYG.
Why'd you just say what you see is what you get?
Well, it's a like a lingo. They use it a lot when you're doing like computer programs. You can use like an HTML, or you can use a WYSIWYG, which is you just type in and it'll look how you want it to look.
Are you sure that's not just a Willy Wonka program?
Yeah, I mean, he does make a line of candies.
It's a gobshop, put in your mouth, it's a computer as well.
There's ever-loving WYSIWYGs.
Ooh, I love those forever.
Yeah, they're ever-loving. They love you and love you and love you. But that's not what crayons are all about. And I like a crayon because it's what you see is what you get. You get a crayon, you see it until it's gone, and then there's no more crayon. You're right, a marker, you never know if it's going
to
work.
Well, just one day it starts, your colors start kind of getting a little drier.
And then you suck on it to try and get the ink to flow some more.
The tip of your butt for
a
second?
No.
You didn't do that?
No.
It works.
Does it?
It's better than licking. You ever do that? That's like an old wives' tale.
I used your markers. And they stopped working that one day.
I put it up my butt. You just hold it in your butt.
But I had to suck on one of the markers. I was trying to say
my problem. That's what we did in my house.
That's gross, man.
Hey.
I'm never using your markers again.
Just don't suck on them next time you
Don't shove them up your butt.
I won't. If you're there, I promise. We'll
it doesn't matter when you do it. Never mind.
If I get markers again, I promise.
Let's talk about this in the markers episode.
I'll just put it under my scrotum because that works too.
No.
You get scrotum marks. You get marker marks.
That's worse. That's worse. Under an armpit. Armpit.
Okay, I'll do that next time. That's preferable?
Yeah.
Put my scrotum in my butt?
Yes. Okay. For me, just know in any circumstance, I will prefer your armpit to your scrotum or your butt.
Fair enough.
Good.
I know this now.
I'm glad we had this talk. You don't have to. Why is it on a calendar?
Remember,
are you writing that on a calendar?
I look at the calendar every day. I need to know what day it is.
So you're going
to
write it in every day on the calendar?
Yeah, until I remember it.
How long is that? That's going to take 2 months?
Yeah.
You have a terrible learning process.
Right. Some stuff has room in there. Some stuff takes a while to squeeze in. There's lots of room up there, but it's cramped. If you get my meaning.
No.
There's enough room up there to stick a marker up a butt.
Wait, in your
but not
memory?
But to not do it, it takes... Yeah, it's just going to be...
I'm so confused.
It's been ingrained in me since I've been a child. It's just what you do.
I want to move on.
Yeah, let's do it. So anyway...
You're grossing me out.
When I was a kid, it was very exciting because I always had just a tiny little box of like... What was it like?
Crayons?
Crayons, but it had like maybe 18 or something.
16.
Or 16 and a 24.
Like, 24.
But then my friends had that one that was like...
48?
Yeah, or sick. Was it 64? 90?
48? 98?
Which was the one that had the sharpener on the side?
That was a 64.
That was...
Yeah.
That was great. That
yeah, one. Built-in sharpener.
Fantastic. Like,
did you just sharpen crayons for no reason?
Yeah, I used to do that. All the time.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. Like, and where did the crayon sharpenings go?
Underneath, because it was a tiered, like a stadium seating style, the crayon box... had tiers, so there was a little space underneath where the crayons actually were.
Could you see it and pull it out?
If you pulled out all the crayon boxes, inside would be all the shavings.
Could you like mash it into one, like shall
and
we
melt
say,
it?
Yeah, like Ellis Island of crayon?
Yeah, super crayon. Yeah. And then it would start a new life, and it would open up a little shop. And at first, people wouldn't shop there because it smelled different and it looked different. But then eventually, but people would like, hey, I like this new shop. And then eventually, that... little tiny mixed crayon person would have more people, and then they would take over a whole neighborhood, and then a whole city, and then suddenly
then
you have
to
a whole
deport them because they're getting too much.
Yeah. Go back to where you came from, crayons.
Which is the bottom of the crayon box, it shapes now.
So they melt them back down and throw them in the bottom of the box.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how gentrification works.
Now, I got in trouble when I was a kid. Probably shouldn't be telling this story.
No.
But
we'll move on then.
Okay.
So. Right. Welcome back to Trends.
T-R-E. Trends.
Oh, we ran out of space.
I just didn't feel like spelling anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Sears. Sears, do you need a vacuum? We have one.
It's called the whale.
The shark.
Huh?
You gotta read the copy if you're gonna do the copy properly.
It's a fish.
No, it's... What? A whale is not a fish. What is wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Jesus.
Wouldn't you wear that one? I'd buy a vacuum that's called a whale.
Yeah, you would, but that's not the point.
It's got a blowhole. It probably just blows the dust right out the back.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a lousy product. No, you want the shark. It's purple. It's powerful. It's beautiful.
It was purple. Purple shark.
Yeah. Oh my damn God. Right. Damn right. Right. The whale.
I didn't know.
What is wrong with you?
Well, you know.
Hey, in a pack of crayons, what color is whale colored?
Would you hold on? I would say gray or
yeah, blue. Grays. Or maybe like a blue-gray?
Blue-gray.
Like or a gray-blue.
You'd have to go to the bottom of the 64 to make the...
Or an aquamarine. Ooh. Yeah, that might be
I've
something.
I've never been too close to a whale. I've just, you know, seen pictures.
You haven't been up close to a whale? Everybody should be up close to a whale at some
point
in life.
Close I got to where was that scene in Castaway, where he's on the raft escaping and that whale comes up and says hi to him. Him and Wilson.
It's really sad what happened to Wilson.
Yeah, he deserved it.
No, I just think his career hasn't gone anywhere since Castaway. Sort of stagnant. He was in that movie Side Out, and then he had a big gap.
He was in Cool Runnings too, where they tried to do volleyball at the Winter Olympics, the Jamaican team.
That's right. And then he didn't do much. At least I don't know. I mean, I think he did some trade shows.
They take him around the circuit. Like I think he's next to the Smoking Nevada car at all like the car shows. And stuff
Yeah. And you can get like a Wilson signature. Yeah. You know, they rub him in ink and then rub him on a piece of paper or whatever.
He appears at Walmart occasionally in Oklahoma. I think he's from Oklahoma. I don't think he likes to really travel.
I don't know about his backstory. I mean, it'd be interesting to read his Wikipedia entry to find out more about him.
Oh, I'm sure it's probably longer than Thomas Edison's wiki entry.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Most I guess.
Way more than Thomas Edison.
Well, maybe not more, but, like, not as important. I mean, Thomas Edison, how many movies was he in? Zero. So I don't see how he's
Except
even...
those homemade ones he made.
Did he make movies?
Yeah. Homemade ones to show off his experiments that he stole from people.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's he wearing in them?
I think just like overall, I think that fishing gear, like he used to be a big fisher. So he used
to wear those waders?
Yeah, I guess towards the end of his life, he used to wear those big waders around everywhere. I mean, it made sense. Like it kind of also, you know, they're made of rubber and stuff. It was a good, you know, thing to keep the electricity off of them or, you know.
Yeah. You have to keep your legs safe.
That's practical. I mean, people laughed at him, but he didn't die of electrical shock, so.
Exactly. So who's laughing now?
Absolutely.
Who's laughing now?
He wore like those rainbow
suspenders? Like Robin Williams did?
Yeah, Robin Williams he was a big fan of Thomas Edison.
That's what he had that whole big chunk he did about light bulbs when he was doing stand-up, when he was all coked up.
Yeah.
He was like, what if this light bulb was full of coke? Yeah. I'd snort it. And then he just shove a light bulb in his nose.
Yeah.
And then he'd start doing backflips.
Yeah, that was a great time for comedy.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was great. He didn't use a microphone, remember? He was revolutionary.
Yeah, because he was so loud and because he was frantic running all over the place.
Cocaine does that. It's a natural microphone.
Everyone says that.
Yeah.
Unlike meth, which is a natural gramophone.
Meth is like natural DayQuil, so, you know.
Well, what is DayQuil?
DayQuil is the evil brother of NyQuil. It's like Loki and Thor.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Or Cain and Abel.
Who?
Yeah, those guys.
Oh, the motorcycle team. The duo.
Yes. Cain and Abel Knievel.
Yes, Cain and Abel Knievel.
Yeah, you remember them.
Yeah.
They were powerful.
You can see all those great, you ever see those slow-mo clips of them on YouTube?
Yeah, when they're going over those buses.
Yeah. They're always trying to come the opposite direction of each other and miss each
and
other.
High five.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that video.
Yeah, but I love that one where they collide midair. And
it's pretty badass.
Yeah, it was awesome. And like, pretty much, I think it shattered whatever side of the body they hit each other.
Just
on.
Abel.
Yeah, just Abel.
Cain wasn't as bad. He was okay.
He had like steel. I think he had that operation early on in his life where he got crushed, by I think some part of a grain silo fell on him because he grew up on a farm.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to be climbing there. That was the old silo, and they had just built the new one. And his father was always like, "You stay away from the old silo."
Because that's what you had. That's how you had to talk to kids back in the day.
Yeah.
And he fell right off and smashed half his body or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just laced it up with steel at the time.
Right, so, but it was a sort of early. Part replacement robotic type equipment that was developed from drawings by Thomas Edison.
Oh my goodness.
So it all comes full circle.
Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing?
I love when circles happen.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Circles are the best.
They're pretty good.
I would say probably my primary use of crayons was to draw circles and then try to make it into like a 3D can. You know, you draw a circle and then two lines going down and then another like a half circle in the bottom to make it look like a soda can or something.
Like a cylinder or cone.
Or a can.
Can, yeah.
Like I was saying, a can.
I draw penguins.
With a crayon?
Yeah, to this day.
Really?
That's the only thing I can draw. Yeah, I draw penguins, machine guns, knives.
Do you draw penguins in tanks?
Tanks, yeah. No, yeah, just penguins and knives fighting other penguins or just on a desert island. I like to draw palm trees, coconuts.
You know, I never had much drawing ability.
No, I have big penguin wars going on, man. Just nothing but penguin wars.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
All over, like, your notebooks?
Yeah, all my notebook. Like, you said, restaurants, I bring crayons sometimes, you know.
You
impresses girls if you bring crayons.
That's true.
Especially the crazy ones, you know.
Yeah, they love artists and children.
Yes, and those are the only ones that like me. So, like, if I...
Crazy girls?
Yeah, if I bring the crayons, like, oh, this guy's strange. And then we just draw on the tables, stuff like that, when the waiters aren't looking. Or, it's really fun to do at, like, five-star restaurants.
You ruin the tables?
I don't ruin them. I enhance them.
Oh, with penguins.
Yeah, it enhances my dates. Penguin Wars, baby.
Wow, I mean, that sounds fun, I guess.
Hey, it's something to talk about all night. That's for sure, until we get back to the good times.
You mean watching the show Good Times? I always thought it was weird that you end every date with, hey, you want to watch Good Times?
Well, I thought you would think it was sex, because it never really does go there, but we do go watch Good Times, so. You
know, right.
I don't really feel like I'm lying.
No, you're not. It's just, what I think is sometimes, you know, you say, hey, now it's time for Good Times. Probably some of the women think it's time for sex.
That's come for Good Times.
But then you turn on the TV show Good Times.
I probably should talk about how hot JJ's sister was on that show, so I probably shouldn't. That probably is a damper on the date.
It doesn't turn ladies on to do that.
But life is a lesson. An endless lesson that we have to learn.
Or just keep living, whether or not we learn
it's
anything.
It's your own personal Groundhog Day, however you want to look at it.
However you want to look at it.
Yep, or live it.
Or look and live and live and look.
Yep.
Exactly.
Or be a seer.
Sears! We have the finest products in all of the Sears. Today's episode is brought to you by Sears.
Yo, guys.
Hey, Jompers!
Just got to tell you something.
Okay, go ahead.
Sears canceled on us.
What do you mean?
They pulled out.
You mean from sponsoring the episode?
Yeah, because Dan Menson, JCPenney's.
Oh, great.
They
thanks.
Heard that shit.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Yeah, we have a Sears representative out here. He's monitoring this shit, Dan. You know about that.
Yeah, it's not that hard, Dan, to keep sponsors.
Know. Representative here.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, motherfucker, a big name like Sears comes by, they're going to have a representative sitting by to make sure you don't tarnish the product name or anything like that.
And this is probably going to ruin our next episode that's going to be brought to you by JCPenney's, because they're going to hear about this.
Don't mention that right now, man.
Well, Dan already mentioned JCPenney's a bunch.
Motherfucker, really?
This is
a
disaster.
They're gonna hear about this. Sears and JCPenney's, you know, they may be enemies, but they, you know, they like to spread information to each other, you know. So they definitely put out there. Nice job. Nice
yeah, they're
job.
Like Macy's and Gimley's.
Nice job, motherfucker.
He means that sarcastically too, by the way.
I know he does, Levi.
You blew it. You blew it.
I didn't know they were
Sears. The best thing is Sears sells crayons. There was perfect symmetry. We were talking up their product, talking up the crayons. Everyone's gonna go to Sears, buy vacuums, and hey, oh look, there's crayons.
I love crayons.
Yeah, who doesn't, Chompers?
Yeah, I love them.
Who doesn't?
I love... You ever get those body crayons where you can, like, draw pictures on women and shit?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you can draw... It's like, you can have a girl be like, hey, check this out. I'm going to draw something on your arm. You know? You draw something
nice.
Sensitive. Like, you draw, like, a Cheryl Silverstein poem or some shit like
that. Oh, yeah.
Girls love that shit.
Yeah.
You can't be right...
Like the homework machine.
Hell yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but, you know...
Okay.
I mean, you got to get some a little bit of erotic.
The Skin Thief?
Skin Thief. I like the one about the boogers. That's a good one.
Yeah,
the girl's got a sense of humor. Especially she's got a cold, like a runny nose. She finds it
yeah.
She finds that kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know, the one with that candle. You know, Dare to Dream or whatever that one is or something.
Exactly.
Doesn't he have one about Dare to Dream? Don't have your poet?
Sure.
Here's poets that don't work if you write them out. Cheryl Silverstein, I've had much success.
Okay.
Dr. Seuss.
Yep.
I mean, you'd think that would work. You know, but it doesn't sometimes.
The Zamp on the Lamp.
Love that. You think that would make a girl...
There's a new movie coming out, The Lorax. Dr. Seuss's The Lorax is being made into a film.
I thought Dr. Seuss was dead.
Yeah, but he wrote a bunch of books, and they're still making them into movies.
I thought The Lorax was only about 32 pages long.
Well, you were
mostly
in...
Mostly pictures.
You're right. But they still figured out how to turn it into a movie. They just made it into a cartoon.
Figured out how to do anything in a movie. Let me guess. Who's the voice of The Lorax? Let me see here.
I don't know.
Probably Jim Carrey or somebody like that.
It might be. It might be John Krasinski. Krasuntite?
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think you should be dropped for that lame joke. How the fuck I'm gone?
Well, there goes Jumpers. Dan, you're just putting everybody off.
That's not my day today.
Your day? You just lost us a sponsorship.
It was just Sears.
Now I gotta pay for the studio time myself.
Sears is going out of business anyway. Everybody knows.
Hey, man, that's not helping. Yeah, Jumpers is still out there trying to soothe that guy.
Motherfucker, what did you say now? That person just literally pulled out their hair, and they're leaving. They're leaving. And he put a summons in my hand.
A summons?
Yeah.
What's with all these summonses?
I don't know, but it says see you in court. That's all it says.
That is not good news for
anybody.
It's
definitely not good news, motherfucker. No. I don't like going to court.
No, who likes going to court?
Yeah, Levi doesn't like going to court. Guess who's going to court, Dan? I guess it's going to be you. I don't know. I'll take the court bullet. No, you're just going to go to court.
Yeah, it's not a bullet.
Yeah, it's not a bullet. Unless they do put the firing squad on you, then yeah, you definitely are going to take that bullet.
Hey, Dan, have you ever had to do jury duty?
No.
Have you ever been
to... Thank God, have you?
Yeah, I had to go report to the courthouse. You sit and wait to be chosen for a jury. So if you're picked... they ask you a bunch of questions.
Did you do any tricks to try to get off the jury?
No, I didn't do any of that, like, lying about, like, well, I'm very racist, or...
I hate black people.
I love crime, you know, I don't think they care. I think it was like, can you speak words? Yeah.
Okay, but literally, but it's the swastika, you know?
Yeah. There were people in, like, costumes. There was a guy in, like, a chicken suit costume, who I think was trying to be, like,
Wait, did he have the upper half of the chicken suit costume?
Yeah, it was just the upper half.
That was me wearing the lower. I've been looking for that guy. Remember
that
game?
Oh, that's right.
Sir Laston has?
Yeah.
Damn it. He was in jury duty?
Yeah.
You got the summons. See, that was supposed to be...
He didn't get on, though. He, like, got out of jury duty. I was only there for a day. It was, a contested traffic thing.
Oh, you were
like
lucky,
a hit-and-run thing.
I was there for, like, 5 months one time.
Really?
Yeah, it was over a desecrated wheelbarrow. Something real lame.
Desecrated?
Yeah, they desecrated this ancient wheelbarrow.
You mean like they came on it and like took shit in it?
Yeah, it was like the Smithsonian Museum. They were suing this guy, because this homeless guy, he came in there and he scratched up like one of the earliest wheelbarrows ever made by the Romans or something.
Yeah. I heard about that story. I read about that in the New York Times.
You don't want to fuck with any of that old Roman shit, especially if it's a museum, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
5 months, my man, 5 months.
Yeah.
Although part of it probably was my fault, because I got respect for the law, but I really don't. You know, I don't like the system.
No, we know. Yeah, I can see your shirt, jumpers.
Yeah, no, I don't like the system. So when they asked me to stand, I wouldn't stand. I was just like, no, I ain't standing for you. I ain't standing for you, Your Honor, because you ain't my honor. You ain't anybody's honor. You know what I'm saying? So
A lot of time.
A lot of days were just waiting around for me to stand. So I think that case probably could have taken a lot longer if I didn't bring that on myself. But you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's fun to kind of stick it to the man that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it really makes those judges mad if you don't hop to it and stand up, you know? There's a couple times I'd get up like I was going to stand, sit back down.
Mm-hmm. That's a real burn.
It's a good time.
That's a burn. Yep. That is a burn.
You didn't say shit because that stenographer would have to type down, you know, and shit like that.
Yeah, you love making people do stuff for you.
I love it. Hey, if you got the power like that, twist it on them. Turn that on them, you know? They're making you come and do this bullshit, you know, and I'm going to make them wait, you know?
I know, jumpers. Do you think you can get the Sears representative to come back?
Possibly. Let me go grim.
Hey, Dan. Crayons seem to me like a child's first introduction into the art world. You know, where you tell kids
definitely. You
could make art, you could be an artist, you could... you should never censor your art. You know, just do whatever you want to do and be excited and happy about it.
Did you like coloring and coloring books?
I loved coloring and coloring books.
Yeah.
And I really loved coloring and coloring books of, like, things I was familiar with. Because I liked trying to get the right color.
Oh, so at least, like, fuck with it. And, like, there'd be a Care Bears coloring book, and I'd hate the Care Bears, so I would just, like, color them.
You make Grumpy Bear, like, pink or something instead of blue.
Yeah, something like that, or I'd draw mustaches on them and shit, you know.
See, I really liked following directions and, like, doing a good job.
Like, we're like Law and Chaos, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Why does Chaos seem cooler in that scenario?
Honestly... If I'm going to look at a coloring book, I'd much rather see yours.
You mean like a finished product?
Yeah, like the real thing, because that's what it's for. It's not supposed to just be some asshole kid.
See, when I was like 11 years old, which is a little late for this, I had a Winnie the Pooh coloring book. I remember it really distinctly. And Winnie the Pooh is a really tricky color of a bear, because he's not brown.
No, he's like a...
He's not yellow.
No, he's not even orange.
He's got some orangey hints, but it's not quite... He's kind of golden, but not
quite.
He's
short, though.
Red shirt. Yeah, that was pretty straight. It's not a brick red, though. It's a little lighter than a brick red.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I had been coloring all the other, like, you know, Eeyore's pretty easy.
Yep,
you know, like, he's got a gray belly, but he has blue on the outside.
You're right. Yep.
Piglet is a light and dark pink combination.
Yeah, striped shirt, yep.
Kanga and Roo are a light and dark brown.
Yeah.
You know, Rabbit was a gray
Tigger.
With a white.
Easy.
Tigger is...
Did he have a white belly, too, though?
Yeah, white belly, black stripes, orange. And Pooh, I was just sweating over. I had a blank piece of paper that I would try out all the colors on to see which one came the closest.
Yeah.
And I remember I'd been working on this book but avoiding all the Pooh pictures. And then one day, I got a bigger box of crayons.
Oh.
And I was going through the orangish colors, and I finally found the color that matched Winnie the Pooh.
What was it?
The color was called macaroni and cheese. That was actually what was written on the label, macaroni and cheese. So Winnie the Pooh is exactly macaroni and cheese colored. Like the classic Kraft box of macaroni and cheese, the blue box. That's exactly Winnie the Pooh's color in a coloring book.
Oh, bother.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Who said that?
I think it was Pooh.
Was it Pooh?
Always going on about, oh, bother.
Yeah, but Eeyore was the one who's like, never mind about
me.
Couldn't
do shit with Eeyore. I know, Eeyore cracked me the fuck up.
Have you ever been like in a group of friends and then everyone has to like figure out which character you are of a thing? You know, like
I'm usually Eeyore.
You're Eeyore?
Yeah, or Tigger.
Because you're Tigger's really excited.
Yeah, I have that.
Is that
too.
Like when you're on like a like a like an Upwards or something?
Yeah, when I start screaming about something.
Yeah.
You are, you know. Which one are you?
I want to be Owl, but he's he's not tons of fun. But like, I wish I was as smart as Owl was.
Yeah, we all do.
I'm about as worried as Piglet. Like
Piglet
he's
a
mess.
Boy.
Like he's got.
I don't know how that motherfucker gets.
I think he has general anxiety disorder.
Yeah, he really does. Like,
and then Rabbit is like type A, but a moron.
Or is Piglet the one that says "Oh bother" all the time?
He does say it.
He does make me. I'm sorry.
Oh
that's
bother.
Yeah, that sounds
of a. Yeah. Pooh is more like
Pooh is just pretty carefree.
Hey, this is probably going to be a day of a day.
Yeah,
you know, like
oh bother.
Oh Pooh, what if it doesn't work out?
Yeah. Don't touch me.
And then
Pooh,
you know, wait, what?
Yeah, you know.
Hold on, I never read that one.
No, you didn't.
No.
Now, did you like Pooh Bear better than Paddington Bear?
Yeah, I did. I was a pure Pooh fan.
I can't figure it out. That scale is like even on me.
Really?
Yeah, for me.
What about Corduroy?
Fuck Corduroy.
Nice.
Fuck
I'm glad guy. You said that.
Fuck him in
that was
Corduroy.
A test.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I love Paddington. I especially love those little Paddington. I hesitate to call them cartoons where he was 3D.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like everybody else like a two-dimensional.
Yeah,
kind of, like,
so he would stand out.
Love, those are ill. Those
he
are
was, ill. He had a blue coat and yellow boots.
Yeah, he had a blue coat, that hat.
Yeah.
And
he was kind of beat up a little bit.
Yeah, he wouldn't always wear the boots, but sometimes he would. Yeah, he was always rumpled and shit.
Yeah. And did he live in a train station or something like that?
They found him. That's where he got his name. They found him at Paddington train station.
That's right.
And he had a little tag on, which I love. It says, "Please look after this bear. Thank you." That his grandma from Darkest Peru wrote on there.
Really?
Yeah, motherfucker.
So if you, I knew
he's
Paddington,
from Darkest Peru.
That's pretty awesome.
And he ate marmalade. Remember, he used to eat the shit out of half.
Yeah, he did. Orange marmalade?
Yeah, that shit looked funny as hell with like, because
little bear paw?
It was real and shit, and he would get all over him. And he'd get all his bear, and he'd get it all over him. Like, half his troubles had to do with marmalade.
That's actually a really good metaphor, you know, like, it's really sweet and sugary
and
delicious, but you can't get into it all the time and you're going to be a mess.
I remember the first time I had marmalade, I had it because of the poo, and I didn't realize that it had, like, orange rind in it.
Yeah, it's not like jelly.
So
it's
like,
chunky and...
Yeah, it was, like, more of an adult jelly, you know, and I had it when I was a kid, more refined, you know, and I had it.
It's got some, like, bitterness to it.
Yeah, I was like, ugh, just was not for me at that time. I love it now, but...
You know. Well, where'd you get your first experience of marmalade? This is because I have a thing, and I want to know if you were...
Oh, we were just in a store.
Was it just your folks?
Yeah, and I was just like, I want some marmalade. Which my mom even said, like, are you sure you want to try this? You might not like it. I'm like, Patty the Bear, give me that fucking shit. You know?
The first time I tried marmalade, my dad's mother, my grandmother, my grandma Audrey, she had it in a refrigerator, and there was, like, fresh bread. And I wanted to have some bread and jam. Ooh. And she's like, well, we've got orange marmalade. And I'm like, oh, that looks just like jam.
Let's do it.
Let's have it. You know, that's you. I wanted jam and you offered this. It must be very similar to jam.
We have to, according
to
jam law.
And I'm going to eat this giant hunk of bread. You know, it's a huge hunk of bread.
Love
a warm hunk. It's not a slice. It's like a hunk.
You don't even need butter if it's just a warm hunk.
No.
Throw fucking jelly.
And so she gives me the marmalade and a spoon. Not a knife. She's like, here's a spoon. It's thick, kind of.
Awesome.
And so I got this hunk of bread, and I'm scooping up marmalade. I haven't even tasted it yet. And I'm just marmalading just the fucking shit out of this bread. Like, just so much marmalade. Just like half a jar of marmalade. You know, like the bread is just like stressed. You know, it's like folding under this.
The bread is throwing up.
The bread can't handle how much marmalade I put on here.
It's the more important.
And so I bring it up to my mouth, and it's like the marmalade is dripping down.
At
and
this
like,
point,
it's too much.
It's
too
actually, it's not even a marmalade sandwich. It's a bread sandwich.
It's not a bread. It's mostly, right. I put bread on marmalade.
Uh-huh.
So I bite into it. And I don't like the marmalade at all. Like it's all rindy,
too much.
And it's not as sweet enough.
Nope.
You know, if your mouth is thinking jelly,
that's
you get marmalade.
That's what happened to me. Yeah.
And so I wasted that whole piece of bread. I wasted my. I think my grandma made me take a few more bites.
No, I was like, I told you wouldn't like it.
Why did you have me
She's
get
like,
that?
I told you just get normal
Boop.
Jelly. And I was like, but Paddington Bear. And then I even had much more respect for Paddington because I was like, this stuff tastes like shit.
But then, so you know, Winnie the Pooh. What does he love? Honey.
Honey.
Now that is everybody loves. I mean, you can't not
and
like
he
honey.
He loves everybody, too.
That's true. Paddington is a little standoffish.
He has a love
You know,
honey.
Like,
That's
he's not
like
sure
it.
About people. He's like,
in trouble, man. I mean, well, Pooh got into trouble, too.
Well, Pooh didn't have any problems. Like, he was a bear loved by Christopher Robin, and he got to live in an imaginary 100-acre wood.
Pooh sticks all the time.
Paddington was in the jungles of Peru.
The
on adventures, the darkest Peru.
Darkest Peru.
He gets dropped at some British train station.
Oh yeah!
And then some dumb British kid takes him.
Hell yeah! No, his family picks him up because they saw. Please look after this man. Thank you. Somebody's got to answer the call.
But you can see how he'd be like a, he'd be a little hurt. You know, like I have had a. He had kind of a tough go of it. Like Pooh had a charmed life of just finding honey and like taking care of his moronic. Like he's an idiot and yet the smartest of the bunch.
Yeah, but Pat took care of his shit. You know?
No, I know, but like I understand why he would have difficulty with people. He'd been kind of hurt by life.
Oh, yeah, he's from Darkest Peru. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
He is.
He's
just absolutely.
About marmalade and getting into trouble. That's my man, Patty the Bear. Yo, you guys talking about Patty the Bear?
Well, yeah, we were kind of talking about Winnie the Pooh and Paddington Bear.
Fuck Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Hey, Jumpers.
No,
it's hurtful.
No, it's not hurtful.
Dan's anybody. A little more of a Paddington
I
man.
I could go up to that little fucking bear myself, look him dead in the eye and go, fuck Winnie the Pooh.
And he'd still want to be
your
friend.
Would, he would love me.
Yeah, yeah,
he'd
yeah.
He'd probably treat me to ice cream.
He'd think you were a Heffalump, maybe.
Oh, pardon me?
Yeah, a Heffalump.
Heffalump. Watch your mouth, man.
That's the creature they always search for.
That's a old Georgia slave name if I ever heard one.
I'm sorry, Jumpers. I did not know. Yeah, I did not
you.
Know. I did not know.
You know what? And I got these sears got to come back
here,
and fuck him and
let
fuck
me,
you.
No.
Asshole call me a Heffalump.
Jumpers.
Nobody called anybody in my family Heffalump except my grandma and grandpa. And
let me offer you a peace offering of these peanuts. All I've right. got some peanuts right. here. They're in the shell still.
Give me them, man.
All right.
I'm going to eat them on my break.
Yeah, don't eat them right now. That would be unprofessional.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the children's book reference, so I hope someday you'll read Pooh and you'll...
I've read them.
Okay.
I actually read them last week to my nephew.
Oh, I didn't know you had
them. Yeah, and I said, you know, this is all right, but we got to go to these bookstores. We got to pick up some Paddington books.
You know
Paddington's what's up. He gets into trouble.
Did they have
a lot of marmalade, bangs a lot of bear booty,
what?
All that
I
shit.
I don't think that's
I
true.
I added that for him because he's got to learn lessons
How
somehow.
Old is your nephew?
My nephew is 9.
Okay, he's a little young for
ain't
that.
No problem. He was the one looking at the booties. He was looking at all the booties in the store, so I said, maybe it's about time to give him that lesson.
That's where his eye level is.
Yeah, but you notice after a while. That's what I noticed when I was his age. Actually, I noticed it was when I was 6 or 7. You know what I'm saying?
That's not like a good. That's not a good claim to fame, Jumpers.
I'm just saying that there's a tradition in my family where
you perverts.
Whenever the males in the family start noticing booty and talking about it, it's time to give them a lesson. Oh,
okay,
life.
I mean, I can respect that. That's a cultural difference.
I wouldn't just whip that out on any kid. It's got to be somebody from my family.
Yeah.
Like if I met your daughter, I wouldn't start talking about booties and all
good.
That stuff.
Fine, not going to be an issue.
But absolutely, that's your child. You get to do what you want with her. You know what I'm saying? You get to raise her right, according to the Weinhagen standards. You can call her Heffalump all you want.
I wouldn't.
Motherfucker, don't you ever call me Heffalump.
I'm sorry, Jumpers.
I know what to call you now. And I, motherfucker, don't you ever call me Heffalump.
Don't fan the flames, Dan. Please.
That guy
please.
From Sears, man, he says everything's cool. He doesn't want to come in here. He doesn't like being on the airwaves and shit like that.
Okay, yeah,
yeah. It's cool.
Okay, good. You should tell him our lobby is so clean because we use the shark vacuum, and we really appreciate
it. You want me to lie to him? Because I didn't use the shark vacuum. The shark vacuum actually cut a hole through the wall.
Oh,
it actually went down into the sewer. I don't know what happened to it.
Well, don't lie to him. Just tell him, you know, we've enjoyed the product.
Fair enough. Hey, motherfucker, we enjoyed the shark vacuum.
I meant tell him when you're out.
Oh, I'll tell him face to face.
Thank you,
Jumpers. Paddington.
Wow. So 2 votes for Paddington, I guess. But
I mean, I like Pooh Bear, though, too.
Well, I mean, Paddington also, like,
just
there's not that
flavor.
Many characters.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's pretty solitary. And, you know, Pooh is
a
cast of characters. I mean, how about this? Why don't we should take a quick break, and then we'll do
I thought for a second you'd go, why don't we do it? In the road.
I'm never going to do that.
Okay, so...
Take a quick break, and then we can come back and do our each list our 7 favorite Pooh characters in order.
Oh, fair enough.
7 best things of a thing Pooh characters.
We're going on a break.
R is for red, O is for orange, Y is for yellow, and G is for green. B is for blue, I for indigo, and P is for violet. And that spells Roy G.
Welcome back to Trends. Why can't we be trends? Why can't we be trends? I told you, I'm never going to...
Why can't we do it in the road?
I'm never doing that.
Do you even know that song?
No.
Why don't we do it in the road? I'm sorry, I even screwed up singing it.
Who sings it?
The Beatles. It's Paul McCartney.
I don't listen to the Beatles.
What?
Yeah, motherfuck the Beatles.
That's the law of the land.
Nope.
What?
I have 2 Beatles songs.
Which ones?
Paperback Writer.
Okay.
And We're Fucking Shit, We're the Beatles. That might be a cover song that they did.
Was that one of the German songs?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Eins, zwei, stupt. I'm not.
Why don't we do it in a road?
I might.
Call it the song. It's 2 minutes long. It goes.
Did he play the drums on it too after Ringo
everything
left?
On it, but it was like when the Beatles were kind of breaking up. It was during the White Album. Like everybody else showed up late to the studio. Paul got there early, and he's like, oh, "I already finished the song."
He just recorded it on his own.
Paul was doing it being a dick back then. Yeah, well,
yeah, he's not a dick at all now. No. Totally good guy.
Yeah, but the lyrics literally go, "Why don't we do it in the road? No one will be watching us. Why don't we do it in the road?" Just
that doesn't make any sense.
But, no, it just makes perfect sense.
No, if you do it in the road, everyone will watch.
I always figured it was like a country lane, a country road, and like, no one's going to be watching us. Why don't we just whip it out? I'll do you on the car. You know, no one will be watching us. Right?
He sang like Cookie Monster?
Maybe.
I don't know Paul McCartney's voice that well.
Well, I can't sing.
I had a brief interest in Wings.
Yes, it should be. But, you know.
You mean brief?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not great.
No. As, I believe the great famous character, what's his name? I can't think of his name now.
Rambo?
Yes, Rambo said Beatles. No, the Wings, the band that could have been the... Hey! We're back.
You nailed it.
I did.
You're a nailer.
Hey.
I think this is a little off topic, but since you brought it up, what is the thing about the Beatles? Like, why...
What?
Why? Why does everyone think they're so wonderful? I mean, honestly, I'm honestly asking you. You are a man who loves music. Like, you have a deep passion for music.
Yeah.
You undeniably enjoy tons of Beatles records.
No, I...
And you enjoy the influence they've had. I mean, they've had a big influence on other bands. I'm sure I like bands who would be like, my favorite band, the Beatles. But what is special about them? What's so special? Yeah, I'm asking you. Yeah, you got 1 minute.
1 minute?
Yeah, what's special about the Beatles?
See. Okay, it's Beatles.
Other than, I know they had a phenomenal drummer. That's the only thing I know.
Has it started yet?
I'll tell you when it starts.
Okay, so, the Beatles. Okay, so.
See, you can't even think of anything special about them. I know a bunch of girls screamed for them when they played music.
There's a charm.
They said they were bigger than God.
No, they didn't say they were bigger than God. Jelena was making a comment on how it was sad that they were even a bit more popular than Jesus. That's all he was saying. He was making a comment on society. That's a sad society we live in.
Oh, because they like pop culture more than Jesus?
Yes. And they're like, the only country in the world that didn't understand that comment was what? Your butt sitting in it, the old U.S. of A. Yeah, because we're a bunch of fucking morons out here. So, you know, uncultured, uncouth morons. Except for the few of us that like Paddington and Pooh Bear. So, you know.
Thanks for lumping me in at the end.
No doubt, man. No problem. End. So that's my minute. It's over, and that's why the Beatles are great.
Great, because we're the
Yo,
United
Dan,
States.
Dan,
hey, Jumpers.
I got a summons for you right now, man.
Oh.
It's from the Beatles.
Oh.
See them in court. They don't want you to talk about
you
them.
You gotta
anymore.
Go
You're
see.
Them right.
Is it just Paul and Ringo or ghosts as
it's
well?
All of them. It's got the ghost signatures and shit.
Is it
like
five?
That. Yeah, it's five. Even John's got that little drawing of himself, that little funny cool
Yeah,
drawing.
Yeah.
You gotta go to court, my man.
Wow.
Beatles don't like you talk about them. Shut the fuck up.
Is that one dude's son gonna be there?
Which one?
The guy, the producer guys. Doesn't he have a kid who's like heavily involved?
Jorge Martin?
I don't think that's right. George Martin?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Okay.
His son's Jorge Martin, I'm sorry.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know what I'm talking about. So
you know, I gotta get back to my book out here, guys. You're reading about the Demon Princess, excuse me, by George, John Vance, excuse me.
What the hell is...
He's deep into sci-fi right now.
Yeah, you're no kidding.
Deep.
You like fantasy more than
I'm
sci-fi.
I'm deep into fantasy right now.
Yeah.
We actually have a book club where we'll go and just sit next to each other somewhere and
Just read. That's not
yeah.
a book club.
Well,
that's just guys reading alone.
Yeah, but we don't want to do it alone at home. You know?
No, it's...
I mean, considering Joffers is never alone at home, but, you know, me, it's just, you know...
Yeah, I understand. I've been reading nonfiction, so...
What are you reading?
Just a bunch of different random stuff.
JFK?
Biographies. No JFK. I kind of want to. I'd like to read some
books?
JFK. What? No, what do you...
How about the Biography of Bob Stewart?
Yes.
Every picture tells a story.
I'm reading that
Every
right
story
now.
Tells the song.
Yeah.
What are you reading right now? The Bow Wings.
What?
You reading the autobiography? When
I would like to read the book about Wings. That would be fantastic.
You mean something, a Band of Brothers?
No.
Mahatma Gandhi, a life, a story, a tale. Muhammad Ali?
Ooh, I want to read. There's like two good books about Ali that I would really like to read. Why are you guessing?
The Life and Times.
I do like biographies. But no, that's not
John F. Kennedy.
No, there's no Kennedy.
No Kennedy. What about Bill Kennedy?
Is he the Bill W? I'm reading about the inventor of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, you mean those two Clinton books?
A friend of Bill W. That's right. Yeah. Well, I finished part one, and I was like, I got it. I think I figured it out.
Yeah. Blowjobs.
Do you want to do the seven best things of a poo?
Let's do it.
Okay.
I like
so,
that.
Yeah. So we will each list in unison our favorite seven Winnie the Pooh characters from best to worst or worst to best.
Oh, which one do you want? I'll do worst to best.
I'll go best to worst. Okay, so seven best things of a Pooh. I'm starting with best to worst. So okay. I'll do my favorite down to my seventh favorite. And you do seventh to your best favorite. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
One, two, three. Squeeze Winnie the Pooh. Owl.
Grandry.
Number three is Piglet.
Porcupine.
Number four is Roo. Number five is Eeyore.
Charlie.
Number six is Tigger. Number seven, Rabbit.
And Owl.
Oh, Owl, great. Excellent. And you named just Pooh characters, right? You weren't just making up names, because I didn't hear everything you said. But
I mean, you got to read deep in these Pooh books.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read the fan fiction stuff. Like, I haven't read much of that. But
I just found out a fact about fan fiction you might like, my man.
Okay.
About Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in those stories after, what's that dude's name again? George Martin?
George R.R. Martin?
Yeah, George R.R. Martin.
Yeah.
Sherlock Holmes books?
Wait, no. What?
You know what, now, after he killed off Holmes.
Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yes, that guy. Conan the Barbarian. Arthur Conan. Anyway, so he.
Arthur the Barbarian.
Arthur the Barbarian. So he, you know, he killed off Holmes.
Yeah. He got sick of Rickenbacker Falls.
Yep, fell right off the falls with Moriarty. Spoiler. And
that's how the... Never mind.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, I'm sure that's how the... Yeah. Sorry, everybody. There's going to be a third movie, I'm sure. anyway, so basically, after you kill them off, you know, there's like, I think, 10 or 12 years till the next book.
Yeah, because he said, I'm sick of this character.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm going to do a seance now.
But there was so much fan fiction. Like, they would write all these fan fiction things, and he finally got pissed off about it and was like, no, that's not how he died. This, you know, there was all this stuff about how he died, and he's back alive, so finally was like, fuck it. He came back and wrote some more things. But sometimes in those stories, he alludes to, like, other adventures that they were on.
Yeah.
He sometimes is alluding to those fan fictions that he's read and written.
So he's, like, ripping them off?
Yeah, he's kind of making fun of them, too, and stuff.
That's
like
funny.
That.
I didn't know that at
out.
All.
Yeah, just found that out.
Is there any way to read any of the fan fiction things?
I'm sure it probably is. You know how crazy people are about Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, they're like, super intense.
Like, there's a worldwide boner for, you can see it from space.
Hey, Sherlock man, Holmes. I love Sherlock Holmes.
I do, too. I'm on that boner, too.
Wait, no, wait. You have the boner.
We're not on the boner. We're collectively part of the boner.
Yeah. Holmes. We're in the boner club.
Yep.
The Sherlock Holmes boner club.
Yep, you can see it from space, bigger than the Great Wall.
That's true. Yeah. I think, did Jumper say that we had a guest in the lobby?
I think
not just the Sears.
You got a guest, man.
Oh, hey, Jumpers, you told me that already when we were on a break.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you show the...
He's got a big sack with him.
I don't...
Is that the proper term? I don't know. What do people say nowadays? Satchel?
I don't think people talk about that.
American? What do people say?
Bag?
There you go. That's the word I couldn't think of. Thanks, my man.
No problem.
You should play Scrabble.
Thanks.
You should play Space Scrabble sometimes.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll send him in, all right?
Thanks. I have a lump.
Say something, motherfucker.
No, thanks for your help.
I'm pretty sure. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You have a funny way of saying that. I believe you called me a heffalump.
I never would. I just learned that.
No space Scrabble for you and me, man. You had it opening. You lost it, all right?
Okay. Sorry, Jumpers.
Motherfucking
heffalump.
Just one more time, motherfucker. I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to come over there and strangle you. Do you understand that? Do you understand what strangling is?
Yeah.
Try it again.
No. I think you're misunderstanding me.
No, I understand you perfectly.
No. I was saying, if you are having tea, you should have a lump of sugar in it. That's like what Paddington Bear would want.
Say half a lump of sugar in that?
Maybe you should have half a lump.
Paddington didn't have tea.
Yeah, he did with his marmalade, didn't he? Think about it.
I'm going to go get the guest. You might have me there.
Okay. While you go, Dan, I want to tell you something Paddington Bear maybe think of.
What?
Why do you look so scared, Dan?
I was gonna say, who said that?
It was not me.
It was me, Jefferson. I'm sorry.
I was not me.
Say that.
Oh,
shit.
Dan, are you okay?
Yeah, he just.
He's only hitting you in the shoulder,
yeah,
so you're.
Trying to make a point. I it's my fault.
Yeah. Sorry, Jumpers. Dan shouldn't be talking now.
I will say that shit. So, what were you saying, Levi?
Paddington Bear. He made me think of that song. Do you know that song I'm talking about?
Paddington Bear.
Yeah, do you remember that song?
Sure.
It was Gordon Lightfoot.
That was Gordon
Is that
Lightfoot.
What that was?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of the Be Your Lady Mama Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Who sings that song?
That, I believe, was the Thompson Twins.
Really?
No, that was
It was a lady something.
It was Patti LaBelle. I don't know.
No, Patti LaBelle.
No. It was like
Pink. Was Pink involved?
That was a remake. That was a remake of it.
Oh, okay.
Like, originally, it was this Patti LaBelle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a different... It was a
group. Did she die? Though. Patti LaBelle?
No, hell no. I saw her on one of those cooking Top Chef shows or something.
No, is she Patti LaBelle on the Velvet Lapels? I'm getting that wrong.
Yeah, that's probably it.
She was on a cooking show?
Yeah, she was on... sorry, the Rachel Ray versus Guy...
Fieri?
Fachetti, yeah.
That guy's great.
Clever, but I hate that guy. Any guy who was wearing his sunglasses on the back of his hat, that'd be like wearing headphones around all the time or something like that.
That'd be retarded.
Asshole movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the time. Like,
big,
take
big,
him
big.
Off. Take him off. But it was... Coolio was like the guest and he was...
Coolio?
Making, yeah, he was awesome on the show.
On and right on, a fantastic ride.
Would you like to know the thing he said the most on that show?
What?
Shaka Zulu!
Really?
Oh shit, yeah.
Is he gone over the bend?
He did a lot of drugs.
You know what? I know this is, it became like overused, but I really liked his rendition of the, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at myself and realize there's nothing left.
But what's great about him though? He's still got that haircut.
Yeah.
Except he's bald in the middle, but then he's got these two just islands of hair that he makes into,
so it's like
a ponytail.
The hip-hop Picard kind of thing?
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
So it's like, imagine Picard had long hair and he put it up in like pigtails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I gotta see that. I gotta see, you were watching Rachel Ray. Man. You should be at the store reading books with Jompers.
That's why I go out. These are dark times.
Dark times.
These are dark times.
Sorry, Dan. You know, if you need anything, you can call me. I mean, I'm busy, but...
I'm here.
Oh, hello, sir. Come on in and have a seat. You can put your satchel.
Bag.
Oh, sorry. If you want to just set your bag down.
I shall place it right here.
Okay.
Do not look upon it.
Sorry, I'm not. Dan, don't look at it.
Do not look inside.
I wasn't going to look in your bag, sir.
Only when I tell you it's safe.
Okay, is it a live animal of some kind? Because we don't have the permits.
No.
It's okay. You can have a seat, sir. You can just...
I'm okay. Already sitting.
Oh, I didn't... I'm sorry.
Come on, Levi.
I'm nervous. The guy's making me tense.
Sir Laughs-a-Lot sent me here to show you all a lesson.
Okay.
Actually, rather to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, I mean, we got your...
True history.
Well,
of
we're
colored objects.
Well, we're talking about crayons. That's sort of our subject.
Please.
Okay, maybe you
Do you see? I'm going to stand right now and look down upon you.
Maybe you could introduce yourself. We just don't know.
I'm Master.
Master.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Tookson.
Master Jeffrey Tookson?
Yes.
Is it Jeffrey with the E-O?
Don't be funny.
I'm sorry. Well,
it's Tookson with an E-O.
Okay. I can't even fathom how that works. Thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.
And so you...
Do you wish to look in my bag and see the wonders?
Of colored things?
Colored objects.
Colored objects.
Coulons.
I'm sorry?
Coulons.
Crayons, you mean.
Say that word to me one more time and I'll poke you in the eye.
Okay, I'm not gonna...
I'll poke it until there's no more eye.
Not
These are coulons. I invented the coulon.
Oh.
They look... 2 years
can we
before
look in the...
this thing that you just said.
Oh, look in here, Dan. Look in this bag.
You may look at my bag right now.
Well, these look a lot like the thing I can't say.
Well, they're just kind of lumps.
Yeah, like, they're not cylinders. They're like little random rock-shaped, colored...
Yes, that was the beauty of the coulon.
So you said you invented these before the
yes,
thing?
Yes, try them. You'll find them far superior to the crayon.
Okay. They work. It's weird because you can't... It's different sizes based on where you're touching
Each size fits all.
The paper, so...
So it was decreed in the Guild of Coulon Makers.
There's a guild of coulon makers?
There was. There still is. I'm the only member.
Were there a lot of members before?
Oh, there were many members. We were planning on taking over the Western Hemisphere with our coulon factory.
Why? So you make art supplies.
Then Mr. Crayola came along.
Oh, you mean...
He used to work in my factory.
You mean Jonathan Crayola?
Jonathan Crayola, the same.
He worked for you?
He worked for me.
And then he set out on his
trade, said he had a few tricks up his sleeve to improve the coulon, and I laughed in his face.
So you're saying he stole your ideas?
He stole it. He stole my patterns. I had to... That's why these are lumpy. To be honest, I only had them written down once, and he stole the plans, and...
So you wanted to have cylinders?
Yes. That was how they originally were made.
Oh.
These cylinders, like your objects that I will not say. I will not put
myself Like this, what
say.
We have right here?
Yes. Oh. Get those out of my sight.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I mean...
He stole my plans, and now he dominates the world with his colors.
But that must have been, like, 40, 50 years ago.
It was. I've been trying to recreate the recipe for the Kulon ever since. It's as close as I've got.
Well, why don't you just make them in the shape, like in the cylinder shape?
I don't remember how.
Just get a mold in that shape.
It's not that easy. Have you ever worked among colored objects before?
Well, no, but I've worked with, like, Play-Doh and
very volatile.
Actually, I have a toy, like a child's toy at home, where you can take old pieces of the coloring things I can't mention.
Yes.
And melt them down and make new ones out of all the little pieces.
Impossible.
And it comes with a mold.
Impossible.
In the shape with a little pointed tip and everything.
That would take an entire factory.
No, it's like a little tiny blue thing. It heats up and melts them and you form them into the mold. Possible. And then they cool off for like
an hour. I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, I actually have one in my bag. I have one of the molds right here in my bag. And you just, so there's a two sides, and you just pour it right in, and then it makes
sense. Let me try this one of my coolers.
Okay, you have to melt it. Oh, you have a melter.
Yes. Always be prepared, young man.
So you can see it warms up, and you just pour it into the mold. And
I don't
believe
this.
It takes on the shape of that, and then it looks just like the...
How is this possible? This is a miniature factory. I have an entire factory at a... unclosed dislocation in New Hampshire.
Oh.
In a field. It's in an underground bunker. We have an entire factory. How did you do this?
I mean, I just used a mold. I mean, I can't believe it took you this many decades to just figure out you could just use a mold to make that.
No one ever told me.
But it's too late now. I mean, the people love... I mean, there's even knockoffs like Rosart. You know, they make...
What?
It's like a generic coloring cylinder.
Generics. I mean, I could have...
You could have just made another...
Crayon. So, my tongue burns. I said the word I wasn't supposed to say. I meant Kulon.
I think you should have moved on with your life. You could have made so many other cool things.
I did. I've been working for years trying to get the perfect skin tone for every skin tone on the planet.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I see you have like a tannish and a brown, and there's like a... like a peach color.
Yes, those are all the people.
Yeah, there's a lot of different colors.
These are the Asian colors.
Well, I think that's a little inappropriate to say that they're Asian colors.
Because it's all of Asia, Japan, Korea,
but
it's China.
There's varying pigment levels in different countries.
I know, look at you. See the various shapes and colors.
Yeah, but...
there's Polynesian. There's India.
That's actually pretty accurate. Oh, yeah, I can see that this is...
This is the Mediterranean section?
No, this must be Australian over here, because there's a pretty big contrast of light and then darker.
Well, we have the aboriginal crayons. And
yeah,
we also
I see that.
Have the,
well, it says aboriginal right on it.
Yes, it does.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's amazing. I actually have over 13 tribes. And
wow, yeah.
157 tribes in Australia, but I'm only up to 12 right now.
That's really impressive.
It's my life's work.
Sort of comprehensive.
I even have Russia.
This is white.
Yep. I also have the US of A.
Wow. There's a lot of different... it's fairly diverse.
It's a melting pot.
Oh, I see. So that's what the swirl is all about.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
I even was devising something to be called a melting pot, but it seems that...
Yeah, that's what this is kind of device is.
Damn it!
Look, I'm sorry, Master Tuxin. Tuxin, sorry. But you know what? You keep up this project, and I'm sure somebody will want to buy all the sort of colors of the human rainbow.
Well, someone will. There must be an eccentric millionaire somewhere who would pay money for this.
You know what? There's a guy from Sears out in our lobby.
What?
And they might be looking to carry more.
Kulons? Are you saying you might want Kulons?
He's worth talking to.
Sears interested in skin tones?
I don't know, sir. You should talk to him, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen South Africa?
You're salivating.
I am.
Wow. So... wow, why is there this stark divide between the crayons up here and down there?
Well, some of the Afrikaners and the others are the
oh, I see.
Yes, of course.
But they should be blended by now.
No, okay. It's not how it works, no. Have you ever been there?
No.
I had to go there in search of the true color of South Africa. Believe me, there's a line.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
It's Brazil.
Well, there's a pretty wide spectrum of different colors.
Here's Espana.
These are kind of similar to Brazil.
Yes,
I mean, it's not that different.
The Caribbean? Boy, I wish everyone at home could see these colors.
The Caribbean ones smell like pineapple and coconut.
And here are the Beatles.
What?
The Beatles. The world's most popular band is the Beatles.
Oh, these are that's shaped like a little drum set.
And here's also the various shades and forms of Mr. Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow. Oh, this one's all droopy and melty looking.
100 of them, yes.
Oh, that's... I bet these were really fun to use when they were younger. and then they got less fun, these...
Absolutely.
Michael Jackson koulans.
Now they're just bad.
I get it.
Yes. I'm going to go talk to Mr. Sears, gentlemen.
Okay, thanks for coming, Master Tux Tuxen. I just can't say that.
You can keep some of these. I have copies at home.
Okay, can we keep the Beatles ones?
Yeah, I want the Beatles ones. Yeah. Yes, young thank man. You. I could tell. You have the aura of a true Beatles fan.
Wow, that's a compliment, I guess.
That's true.
You are a true Beatles fan.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye!
So that was Master Jeffrey Tuxen, and...
I see where they eat.
He looks like a... I kind of invented crayons. Yeah. I don't know.
He looked like... What was that clown that was next to Bozo? Cookie?
Yeah, Cookie. Like Cookie. He did look like Cookie.
Cookie. That's why I stayed in that hole.
You know what? I think we have a good episode, Dan. I mean, aside from all that weird heffalo.
Yeah, we have...
Shut the fuck... What?
All right, motherfucker. That's the last time. It's like I'm talking to little kids here.
That was a recording, Jumpers. That was a recording.
Well, you recorded yourself saying heffalump and you just press it?
Yeah, that's what this microphone is for.
I know.
And no offense.
To what?
No offense, Jumpers. Microphones
are heffalumps.
No offense. Jumpers.
What?
You can't say that either.
I can say that. I'm trying to reclaim that name, motherfucker.
Jumpers.
What?
That hurt a lot of people.
Who? It's okay for me to say it. Heffalumps. 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 Trying to own it, my heffalumps.
How come I can't say it then?
Because you can't. It's just not how it works.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it's just
freedom of speech.
It just isn't, my heffalump. So Dan can say it, but you
what?
Can't say it.
Wait a minute. This is ridiculous.
No, it's not. Try it again, motherfucker.
This is bullshit.
It is not.
This is a bunch of bullshit.
It is not. You just can't say it because you just don't know.
You guys are being real cunts.
Now that's a word we can both agree with. Dan is a real cunt. Yeah.
Damn right.
Guess I am a real cunt.
Well, you've been listening to Trends, and we're going to sign off for this episode. I have been one of your hosts, Levi, and your other host is Dan.
Dan Joseph Hessel. TTFM. I. TTFI. Fuck!
Must be